Good morning, precious saints. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Psalm 85, verses 1 to 3. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Think about that. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Hallelujah. This we know has taken place in with Jacob. All this captivity, all the deception Jacob got into, God took him out. And why did God take him out? Because he reasoned with God, he wrestled with God, and then bottom line, he agreed with God. And Jacob took him from Jacob the deceiver to Israel the prince of God. And then we see also the people of Abraham, the people, Jacob's family, the Jews were also taken out of captivity on a number of occasions. And now we see so beautiful now in the new covenant, they've been given their land back that God promised already to Abraham, which is just a picture of the greatness and the goodness of God that we so need to take hold of. Because it's now not just for the Jew, but it's also for the Gentile. He has dealt with sin. He has made a way open for us all to come home and then to stay home, stay in the Spirit, growing in the Spirit. And that's it. You know, we need to get hold of his mercies every day, because we know eternal life is knowing the Father, knowing the Son. And in knowing the Father, knowing the Son, you know yourself, you know what's available to your brothers and sisters, you know what's actually available for the whole world, because God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Amen. And so the thing is to be restored and refreshed ourselves, and then we can restore and refresh others around us. So be blessed to know that this new and this beautiful covenant has come, where we come out of the wrath of God into the liberty of the children of the living God, into the peace of the living God, and into the presence. I was just reading again that last night in Jeremiah 23, where he talks about that he's a God at hand, not a God far away. He fills the heavens and the earth. And this is what we've got to realize, guys. We're dealing with a living God that is a very present, all-knowing, all-powerful power being. But most of all, as Jesus said, our Father. Amen. So all of us can just again say, our Father, have your will, bring about your kingdom, hallow your name. Thank you for our daily bread in provision, with food, with wisdom, whatever is necessary to be everything you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.